What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show, hour number three. And let's see. All right. Well, there's an issue with our control room and getting telephone calls. So, okay. Let's get on back here. Hour number three, and don't bother calling on in because the phone calls are not being put through. There's an issue that they're trying to deal with over there at RBN. So we're talking about computers. We're talking about censorship and dictatorship. And apparently the Canadian Supreme Court today ruled that Canada has the authority to demand Google censor and remove links to certain web pages or online content. Now, certainly that is not new. We've seen a lot of countries who have asked Google to do exactly the same thing within their own borders, like the European Union's right to be forgotten. What matters is that the government of Canada is now saying they can force Google to remove links from searches regardless of where the internet user is. In other words, Canada is demanding the authority to censor the internet outside of its own borders and control what people who are not Canadian citizens can find online. Now, this is, of course, a tremendous problem. It sets a bad precedent. What if every country on earth asserts that same right to Google? You will not have links to this that I do not approve of. Because if you look at the diversity of cultures and beliefs and opinions, you could wind up with Google simply shutting down because they can't list anything. They can't link to anything except retail ventures, and who's going to bother with that? Certainly Israel would want Google to shut down anything critical about the government of Israel. Anything sympathetic to the Palestinians anywhere in the world. It's a very, very dangerous precedent that is being set. I think the ultimate issue is going to be enforceability, where other countries are going to say, no, we're not going to go along with this. But if Canada can apply pressure to Google inside Canada, then Google's going to go along with it. You can't get every country on earth to agree on what people should be allowed to see. You could have the United States going to Google and saying that we don't want people in Russia reading what the Russian media says. You already know how Russia Today is under attack by the United States, how Sputnik News is under attack, how they're trying to shut down Al Jazeera. You could have the corporate media of every country demanding Google stop linking to every other corporate media. That's how wildly insane this idea is. This is going to wind up at the United Nations, I'm predicting right now. Another article of concern here is concern over some kind of a false flag that would justify internet censorship. Now, I'm not sure what they're postulating here, but it would have to be something where some information was put out that was very false, everybody got on board it, or it was very damaging, caused a great deal of harm. But we know right now that the corporate media and various governments are desperate to take the free and open internet away from the people, because we have taken away their ability to lie to the public with impunity. And they have gotten by with lies, fraud, and deception for so long, thousands of years, literally. They don't know any other way to govern. They really don't. If you go to my website, up in the top, the gray box just under the banner, there's an article of the liars, by the liars, for the liars, and it is simply examples throughout history of rulers who blatantly lied to their own population to get what they wanted, going all the way back to Ramses the Great in Egypt, who lied about defeating the Hittites at Kadesh. So when you catch the government lying about something, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Saddam's nuclear weapons, it's not a shocking event It's not unique. It's not a scandal. It is business as usual, because that's what government does to control you. And the corporate media in this country is their handmaiden. So let's talk a little bit here about Snopes. There seems to be quite a lot of interest developing about this. Snopes claiming that they are in serious economic trouble, it has put up a GoFundMe page. But it turns out that the story given on out of financial hardship is not entirely accurate. Now, the GoFundMe has worked. They're going to hit their target of $500,000, apparently by the end of the day. But Snopes as a business is not broke. David Mickelson is broke. Snopes' estimated value is in the tens of millions of dollars, with a daily revenue intake in five figures a day. But apparently Mickelson himself is involved in a very messy divorce. Apparently prostitutes were involved. And so he's basically getting this money to help deal with that divorce. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And again, don't bother calling on in, because at the moment there's some kind of an issue at RBN where phone calls are not being routed through to the show. So let's not overload those poor people with calls. If the situation should change before the end of the program, I'll let you know, and then you can go ahead and call on in. But right now, just rest that little dialing finger here. Boy, those people over at Ethereum, they got to be feeling very picked on. Apparently, a hacker stole another $8.4 million from Ethereum. This is the fourth hit in a month. I'm starting to think this is being targeted by a rival cryptocurrency that just doesn't want to share the universe with them. Or at the very least, it tells you that Ethereum's wallet system was not robustly tested. I mean, anytime you're going to write anything on a computer that goes out over the network that deals with any kind of money, real, virtual, or anything else, you have to test it. You have to know that it's going to be secure. So let's talk here about vaccines. As you know, over in Italy, there have been major, major protests in Italy over their mandatory vaccine policy. And so now, of course, the World Health Organization is out there screaming that there's an epidemic of measles breaking out in Italy because of all those people who are refusing their vaccines. And they're basically out there talking about 3,300 cases of measles and two deaths, which is basically saying 3,298 children survived the measles. Now, kids get measles. They recover, and afterwards they're immune. And the two deaths that resulted, apparently they were medically compromised before they got the measles. And then there is the issue about how time and time and time again, these outbreaks that are used to advertise the sales of vaccines always seem to be hitting people who got the vaccine. And so we have this other article over here in Natural Blaze that's reinforcing this. States have enacted all these laws requiring college students to obtain the MMR triple vaccine in order to attend their universities. And by the way, in most places, you're no longer allowed to get those three shots separately. And if you go back to that documentary, Vaxxed, it is when they are combined, they are most dangerous. Now, college age, you're past that point of vulnerability, because the myelin sheaths on the neurons in the brain are completely fully informed. But here's the problem. The effectiveness of the MMR vaccine is being questioned, because over the last 5 years, we've seen skyrocketing increases of mumps outbreaks across college campuses among the students who get vaccinated. At the very least, the MMR vaccine is not working. At worst, it's causing the disease. And there's a good model of modern American medical practice for you. We're going to give you a shot that actually makes you sick. And when it makes you sick, we're going to use the fact that you're sick to sell this to more people. Now, I got an interesting email from somebody who was responding to our talking about natural supplements, foods that you can eat to help various and sundry things. And this guy's taking a garlic supplement because he does not feel he gets enough garlic in his food. And apparently he had to go to the doctor and the doctor went down the list of supplements that he was taking, and apparently more than half of the supplements the doctor didn't even know what they were. Niacinamide, lysine. Lysine's an amino acid. And that he saw that there were garlic supplements. And the doctor said, I do not want you to take these because the FDA does not regulate these and we do not know what they put in them. Newsflash, they put garlic in the garlic supplements. And of course, then the doctor went on to recommend statins and prescription blood pressure medication at a very high cost. And here's something to think about. When you get into this argument between the orthodox medical establishment and people who prefer to treat themselves with natural cures, when was the last time you saw a TV commercial for a lawyer that was filing class action lawsuits on behalf of people who got harmed by taking garlic? See, all these ambulance-chasing commercials, did you take hydroxyflexion? You may be entitled to a settlement. Did you take this medication? Did you have this mesh implanted? You're entitled to money. You're never going to see a commercial like that that says, did you take garlic? You're entitled to a cash payment. It's not going to happen. Okay. Now, there's a very tragic story, and unfortunately, it is being dragged out, probably in the hope that it's going to go away. Certainly, the Catholic Church does not want to talk about this, doesn't want us to talk about it. And it goes on back to this horrible tragedy at these homes in Ireland. It was called the Tuam Home. And it was a home financed by taxpayer funds, was run by the Catholic Church, and it was supposed to be a home for unwed mothers. And there was a wonderful movie that was done about this called Philomena. And Dame Judi Dench starred in this as one of the mothers who had been there. And she'd had a son, and the son had been taken away. And she was trying to find where he went. And ultimately, she found out that he was basically sold for adoption to a wealthy American couple. And he actually wound up in the government of the United States of America, and then unfortunately passed away from AIDS. And so the whole story is all about them literally having to pry this information out of this home for unwed mothers. And the home for unwed mothers originally told her the child had died shortly after being taken from the mother. The child had died. No records, no way to find them. Didn't want to inconvenience the wealthy Americans who'd adopted all these children. Well, along the way, it came to light the property for the Tuam home was sold, and it was going to be renovated, and they started going in there with a bulldozer over what had once been a septic tank for this facility, and they uncovered human remains of small children, hundreds and hundreds. And so it came on out over time, and there's the official investigation is still going on, that these Catholic nuns felt it was their duty, first of all, to punish the mothers for sinning, and second, to basically, they worked these girls virtually to death, running a laundry from which the church made more money. And then the children were taken away and given up for adoption. Many of them were beaten and brutalized and killed at the hands of the nuns. And there was even another scandal where the nuns allowed a vaccine manufacturer to come on in and use these children in an unauthorized vaccine study. That's how bad it got. So the new investigation is now out there saying there may have been as many as 14 of these facilities scattered across the Irish countryside. And now they're starting to look into all of these. And I look at this pretty much in the same light as I look at the issue of sexually abusing children. That's not what children are for. And first of all, if a child is born out of wedlock, it's not like it's the child's fault. And yet there is this cultural bias in the Western civilization to view the child that's born out of wedlock as somehow inferior. Now, some of that goes back to property rights because of the way royalty would just impregnate any farm girl or any lady that they could find. And it actually came to this idea that left-handedness was the sign of being born out of wedlock. That, in turn, goes back to a heraldic mark, the specific one, when you're looking at a crest, a coat of arms, there would be a diagonal stripe. And if the diagonal stripe went from the upper left to the lower right, it was supposed to symbolize the strap for a sword. And if you were right-handed, it would go from your right shoulder to your left hip, and the stripe on the crest would follow it. And if you were left-handed, it would go the opposite direction. And that stripe was called a bend. And the bend that indicated you were a legitimate child of that house of nobility was the bend dexter. And the bend that went the other way that said you were not a legitimate heir, but you were still being recognized by your father, was called the bend sinister. And that's where that old myth that left-handedness meant that you were born out of wedlock came from. But again, even back then, and continuing almost to the present day, there is this tendency to look at children who are born out of wedlock as somehow inferior or distrustful. Now, a lot of that went away following the 1960s and the summer of love and the autumn of gonorrhea and all the love childs that are around. But again, it's not the child's fault. That's why back in the 1990s, when the story about Chelsea Clinton and Webster Hubble first surfaced, and she was still a little kid, we did a hands-off on it. We're not going to go there. It's not Chelsea's fault. What happened? So what these nuns did, really, I'm disgusted by it. They treated these children like the children were somehow automatically evil. And it is definitely horrible. All right, let's skip on through some headlines coming in right now and find some things to talk about here. Normally, I expect a certain number of phone calls to come in during the show, and because we haven't been able to get phone calls, I've actually kind of run out of talking points, so I'm going to ramble a little bit here. Story coming on out of Investment Watch blog again. The corporate media continues to push their agenda on Russian collusion in the face of the reality. There are no facts to back it up. They're still ignoring or trying to downplay the Clinton email scandal, the fact that forensic evidence shows the DNC server was a leak and not a hack, and this really strange story that came out yesterday where the FBI confiscated hard drives from this IT expert who'd been Debbie Wasserman Schultz's IT chief and was also caught up in that scandal where they were spying, breaking into the computers of members of Congress and spying on them. And apparently, while these drives were in the possession of the Capitol Police, somebody smashed them up with a hammer. The corporate media isn't covering any of that. The attitude of the corporate media is, we're not interested. And so we're not going to let you be interested. We don't see it. We don't hear it. You can't make us nyah. Which is why the corporate media's ratings continue to decline, and people are coming on over to the independent media to find out what's really going on. So apparently Sweden has had a massive leak of their government databases. Personal information of millions of its own citizens have now gone online here. And, finally, this is so good. Apparently, Adobe is finally going to shut down Flash. And it's long overdue. And we'll talk more about that when we come back.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food,
GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get on back to Flash and more computer stuff, breaking story here right now. And this goes back to how the FBI raided the home of Imran Awan. They confiscated a bunch of hard drives from him. And then apparently while they were in the custody of the Capitol Police, somebody took a hammer to those hard drives and smashed them. Apparently Awan has just been arrested at the Dulles Airport attempting to leave the United States. And you won't see this on the corporate media either. They're all glowing about, oh, we've got more sanctions against Russia. This is a good thing here. But I'll bet you at this point, especially with all the indications that Debbie Wasserman Schultz herself is starting to cooperate with authorities, I'll bet you this Awan flips. And he's going to start singing. So they definitely got him. I mean, he's apparently wanted for bank fraud, among other things. So this is going to get really, really interesting very quickly. When it all starts to come apart, it's going to happen fast. We saw the same thing in the former Soviet Union. Everyone's working to maintain the illusion, maintain the illusion, maintain the illusion. Then there's a crack. And all of a sudden, everybody comes on out and starts pointing fingers. Oh, so it was you who were killed Seth Rich. No, it was going to do that. All right, so getting on back here to Flash. Now, you're probably wondering what all this business about Flash is, and to understand Flash, you need to look at the history. Flash was originally developed back before there was high-speed broadband internet into the home. Back in the days when you had 1,200, 2,400 baud, ultimately 9,600 baud modems on your telephone line, which was very, very slow compared to today. And in order to support more interesting graphics on websites without saturating the bandwidth, Flash was created. And it was basically this language, if you will, that would allow you to send a few instructions over the modem, and then the Flash player would reconstruct the graphic inside your computer where it had the compute speed and the bandwidth to do it. And for the day and age, it was a wonderful little tool. But as broadband became available, it started to become obsolete, and yet they hung on to it, even though it was a major security problem because of something inside Flash called the Action Script, which is a programming language that was constantly being used by miscreants who would hide malware inside Flash animations. And in the early days of whatreallyhappened.com, we actually got burned by somebody who had set up a legitimate business front. They wanted to run an ad. It was a Flash animation, was planting malware on our readers, which is why we banned Flash from our website. We can't stop other websites from using it, but we do not have Flash on our website other than what we created for ourselves, and I don't even know that there's any of that left. And it was a very powerful tool. When I was working on Lost, I actually used Flash to create a lot of the computer displays, such as the chess program that unlocked the inner sanctum of the hatch. It was all done as Flash animation. And it was really wonderful because you could actually have screen displays on the computer that actually reacted to the keyboard. When the actors were typing, it didn't matter what they typed, the correct stuff would come out. So it was very useful for that. But it was a huge security hole, and it is obsolete. You don't need Flash animation in the days of broadband. And so Adobe has basically said there are going to be no more patches, no more updates, no more support, and hopefully it's going to go away because it is a major, major security problem. According to security researchers, 6 billion records have been hacked so far this year. And they're warning that there is a steady increase in the number of breaches. And this is from Inga Godian, Executive Vice President for Risk-Based Security. And it is a problem. As our computer technology has advanced, the ability to detect and enforce computer laws has lagged way behind. Good for business for the security software company. Bad for us. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we were talking about earlier about how cable companies are advertising and billing you for bandwidth that's not actually being delivered. We're looking at other ways in which you're being scammed by corporations. And apparently Amazon has drawn criticism because apparently a Charlotte-based startup has been watching Amazon and said that just prior to the annual discount event Prime Day, all of Amazon prices started going up so that on Prime Day they could drop them and make customers think they were getting a discount and a bargain when in reality they weren't. And by the way, if you look at your local shopping malls on the Christmas shopping season, the same thing. Just before they start ramping the prices up, then they drop them and say, it's a sale, come on in and spend money. This is coming out of Remodies. And it's a small company that was out there, and they're tracking the prices to see what's going on. Now, apparently there is another big stink. This is coming from Walmart. And apparently if you shop at Walmart, you might want to check that receipt, because apparently there is a problem called phantom items that are showing up on the receipts of people for items they don't actually have. but they're paying for them. And apparently it's hasn't gotten a lot of attention because who actually checks the receipts? But you need to, because apparently people are getting dinged for $5 here, $10 here on these phantom items. And somebody called Walmart and said, can you fix this? And Walmart said, no, we don't know where it is in the system. Really? How long have you had this problem? 10 years. Think about that one for a while. All righty, getting on back to politics, and I think this Awan getting arrested at Dulles is really going to start kicking things off right now. Conservatives are back to push for congressional investigations into James Comey and Loretta Lynch to reopen the Clinton email case. This is coming from Representatives Matt Gaetz of Florida, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, and Jim Jordan of Ohio. And they've drafted an amendment that would compel government cooperation with a congressional probe into Lynch's and Comey's activities. And remember, both of them were up to their neck in the HSBC debacle. When HSBC was caught laundering drug money, they were given a wrist slap fine by the then U.S. Attorney for New York, Loretta Lynch. And when they were engaged in this money laundering activity, James Comey sat on the board of directors. When we talk about the narcocracy, this is it. Everybody's tangled up in that CIA flow of drug money coming into this country. And this amendment would compel the production of all documents and evidence regarding Lynch's order to Comey to mislead the American people by stating he should refer to the investigation of the mishandling of classified data as a matter rather than a criminal investigation. So, now, over at the White House, apparently Scaramucci has already terminated Michael Short from the White House Communications Office. Apparently, he is one of the people suspected of leaking information out to the media, damaging to the president. It was first reported over there in Politico. And interestingly enough, along with talk about possible firing of Sessions and Mueller, apparently Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, is talking about resigning his position. And apparently Tillerson is frustrated with his lack of autonomy and public disputes between the White House and Attorney General Jeff Sessions for other things. Now, first of all, as Secretary of State, he's not supposed to be autonomous. He's supposed to do what the boss tells him to do. But it may be that Tillerson is thinking things are going to get really, really ugly inside Washington, D.C. Maybe it's time to cut and run. We may see a bug out of all these people as it starts to come apart. Now, down in Houston, there's yet another investigation into inappropriate campaign activity. Apparently, at the Houston Independent School District, one of their teachers is now under investigation following a report by a student that the teacher offered students extra credit for attending anti-Donald Trump rallies during last year's presidential campaign. And that is most assuredly something that teachers and schools are not to get involved with. Now, one of the areas in which I disagree with Attorney General Jeff Sessions is his policy on marijuana. And it's not that I use it myself or the fact that I live in a state that produces some of the best Pacalolo in the world, but it's safer than tobacco. It's safer than alcohol. The dangers of marijuana are wildly overblown. In fact, if you want to giggle, there was a documentary called Reefer Madness that all of us in high school were required to watch about how you smoke a joint and you'd rape girls and you'd get into trouble and your life would be over. And we look back on it and we realize that it's just pure scaremongering. But it was being done back then as today to protect the profits of big alcohol and big tobacco. Now, down in Uruguay, they're changing their marijuana policy. They're going to legalize it. And they're basically telling the U.S. drug war to get out of their country. And more of those countries in South and Central America are starting to understand that U.S. intervention in the drug war isn't about ending the drugs, but taking out competition to favored cartels. That's also what was going on behind the Fast and Furious program, where the government that doesn't think you should have semi-automatic rifles was spending your tax money to give military weapons to one of the drug cartels in order to eliminate some of the other drug cartels, because competition brings down prices. And remember, profit's what this is all about. It makes money, that makes it good. So Uruguay is telling the U.S. to take their drug policy and to get the heck on out. Now, then there's a new word to add to your lexicon of economic abuse. It's called shrinkflation. And what it is one of the ways that inflation is being hidden is by keeping prices on consumer goods more or less constant, but actually sell you less goods. And one of the ways that's being one of the classic examples is toilet paper companies are making the toilet paper fluffier so that they can wind less of it on the rolls. So you used to get 300 sheets per roll, then it was down to 260, now it's down to 240. And apparently over in Great Britain, they're starting to notice that portion sizes are shrinking in food manufacturers and even fast food places. I remember when the first Big Macs came out, they really were big. In fact, there's a website out there from somebody who, for whatever reason we can figure out, spent his entire life working at McDonald's, and he decided he was going to collect the little wrapper bands from the Big Macs. And he's got the full, complete collection showing how year after year after year they got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Over in Great Britain, according to data from the Office of National Statistics, over 2,500 consumer products in Great Britain shrunk in size over the past 5 years, despite being sold for the exact same price. Next time you get a bag of some kind of chips, open it up and see how much chips are in there versus how much air. And I remember there used to be this little statement on the outside of the bag, some settling of contents may have occurred. And there'd be a little gap at the top here. The last bag of chips I got, the chips came up to only one-third, the bottom third of the bag. That's shrinkflation. Now, if you're planning a vacation down in Mexico, and by the way, there's a lot of really good places down in Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, Losadas, but apparently there is a problem there because there's concern that some of these resorts have somehow fallen victim to tainted alcohol. And apparently it all began with this woman who was drinking shots at this Mexican resort, and all of a sudden she passed out while swimming and drowned. And apparently there are nearly a dozen cases where apparently people just consumed alcohol and died. Now, there might be a clue going back and looking at the early days of Prohibition. And I'm not talking about how where the U.S. government literally was poisoning alcohol to discourage drinking and wound up killing hundreds of thousands of Americans. When you are distilling alcohol, there are two kinds of alcohol that come on out. Methyl alcohol and ethyl alcohol. They're colloquially known as wood alcohol and grain alcohol. Grain alcohol is what gets you drunk in booze. Wood alcohol is highly toxic. It can lead to blindness and death. And the problem is, if you do not know what you're doing at a distillery, you can accidentally produce the wrong alcohol. And so there may be a distillery somewhere in Mexico. They've had a staff change, and they're producing methyl alcohol, blending it, you know, inadvertently blending it in with ethyl alcohol. And that's where this is coming from. Somebody needs to get some of these samples of the booze to a laboratory right now. Now, here is an interesting story. This came out of the Jerusalem Post. Apparently, a former chief of the Mossad has come on out admitting that a Jewish spy network played a vital role in the creation of the Balfour Declaration that in turn paved the way for the establishment of Israel. This is according to former Mossad head Ephraim Halevi. And the Balfour Declaration in 1917 was sent by then British Foreign Secretary Arthur James Balfour to Baron Lionel Walter Rothschild, expressing Britain's support for the establishment of a homeland for the Jewish people in Israel. So the fact that Jewish spies were involved in this suggests that maybe Balfour himself wasn't wholly on board with the creation of Israel. If you remember, there's a scan of Harry Truman's letter recognizing the state of Israel. And he actually strikes out the phrase Jewish state. Because even from its beginning, Israel is supposed to be a country by and for Jews only. And such a thing was inimical to the United States, which has a constitution which says no institution of religion is going to be recognized by the government. So that's where it all began here. Okay, let's see. Okay, questions for the show since the phone lines are not working. I was just wondering, I have a full backup drive via USB, so if ever hit, it would be a simple thing to just format other drives and restore via the USB backup. This is in response to an earlier question on ransomware. Does it just encrypt the system drive or all the linked drives? And I replied, it varies based on the ransomware. Some ransomware only encrypt the boot block. And yes, if you've got up-to-date complete image copies of your disk, you can back up from that. But you run the risk that the ransomware may be there, because a lot of ransomware, when it infects your system, it doesn't go to work immediately because it wants to be copied onto the backups. So you have to be very, very careful about that aspect of it. Let's see, more emails here. Yes, I have noticed it very much at the local markets. We patronize portions are way smaller, but sold for a lot more money than it used to cost. So we're getting caught between the rocks and the hard place. I don't know how families are making it in terms of buying healthy food for their kids with the phenomenal upticks Mike and I have seen with food prices here. Protein and fat, fat and protein, it goes a long way to satiety. And basically, yeah, that's it. The prices are going up for smaller portions because it makes money, and making money is really good. And the idea of safe and healthy food, there's an ugly reality out there. And that is between Fukushima, Hanford, San Onofre, Three Mile Island, the Gulf oil disaster, and now the fact that they're literally allowing fracking wastewater to be poured into the Gulf of Mexico, we've toxified most of our food sources, along with the GMO disaster. There literally is not enough safe, healthy, organic food to feed the current human population. And that's why governments are going along with this idea of manufacturing food and filling it full of chemicals and synthetic this and Soylent that. And that's really where we're headed. And by the way, if you've never seen the movie Soylent Green, definitely worth catching. Charlton Heston, Edward G. Robinson, was his most brilliant performance after he got off the McCarthy blacklist. But yeah, it's, and the theme was even repeated in a more recent film called Cloud Atlas, which is a very intriguing film. You're going to have to watch it 5-6 times before you get what it's really talking about. But yeah, we're in serious, serious trouble. Everybody wants to take a shortcut for the sake of profitability. There's a disturbing lack of global awareness among our political leaders. They'll talk about it. They'll talk about global awareness, global warming, as another part of the sales pitch. But if you look at their actions, they're always short-term, make a quick buck, get more power and authority, control more, grab an intern, head to the showers. They're not thinking the big picture. They're not thinking the long term. And that is a very, very dangerous situation. Okay. Apparently more and more of the elites are warning about a coming economic crash. Here's an interesting poll that just came on out, and it shows that we are winning the war for the minds of America here in the independent media, because apparently there was this poll that came on out. Would the United States lie about foreign chemical weapons? 52% of the respondents said yes. The United States government would lie about foreign chemical weapons. And that right there tells you why this nonsense about Assad gassing his own people at Idlib fell flat on its face. We've taken away the government's ability to lie to the population with impunity. And that is something we can point to with pride. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. And apparently Israel is backing down at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They've just announced they're going to remove the metal detectors and substitute what they are calling smart cameras. Now, the big issue is, are they going to allow worshipers under the age of 50 back in there? but it does look like Israel has blinked on this issue. And mostly it comes down to the fact that Israel's propaganda that they were somehow justified doing this didn't sell. It didn't work. It didn't carry. All righty. Now then, cogent observation, governmentslaves.com. You want to drain the swamp? Start with those lobbyists. Yeah. The lobbyists are completely out of control. And there used to be laws that governed lobbying because of the tremendous influence they would wield on public policy for private interests. The restrictions are off. We're getting word that North Korea is preparing for yet another test of their ICBM. Now, remember, the last time they said it was an ICBM, it turned out to be a mid-range missile. But apparently China has deployed troops to patrol its border with North Korea, concerned about an influx of refugees when the United States attacks, which at this point almost seems to be a given. And again, war in North Korea is going to be a prolonged, bloody affair. Look at what happened when the Korean War started. We didn't win that one. Apparently, there is a new lawsuit against Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the Drug Enforcement Agency claiming that the classification of marijuana as a Schedule I substance is irrational and may even be a violation of the Constitution. We'll see where that one goes. Meanwhile, on the darker side of the drug war, down in Mexico, there were 2,234 murders in June. The deadliest month in the drug war in the last 20 years. And I'm wondering how many of those people were killed with guns provided to the cartels by the United States government's Fast and Furious program. So, moving along here a little bit. Apparently, Donald Trump has put the Boy Scouts of America in a little bit of a hot seat, because the Boy Scouts as an organization avoids political conflict. And yet President Trump's speech at their national jamboree was all about patriotism and nationalism, and the Scouts were cheering him because certainly nationalism and patriotism are part of the Scouting culture. And apparently some of the parents of the Scouts were a little bit upset because they're on board with this globalism and this national, the New World Order, and we're not supposed to talk about patriotism anymore. What a mess Soros has made of things. Okay, there is the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for John Stadtmiller's program. Take what you learn here, share it with everyone that you know. Thanks to the listener who sent me in this video. You didn't include a return address, so I can't write you back. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.